Good afternoon. I'm Sevgi Aral, and I am delighted to be able to present the ASCDA Achievement Award to Dr. Harold Chesson of the Division of STD Prevention at the Centers for Disease Control. Harold has been a teacher for many of us. He has taught us the importance of policy studies and the importance of health economic analyses related to STD data, both interventions and epidemiology. His research topics over the past years have included impact of federal STD funding on STD morbidity, effect of AIDS mortality on STD rates, burden of STDs, cost-effectiveness of STD prevention, HPV vaccination, and the relationships between alcohol and sexually transmitted diseases. The alcohol and STD link studies have attracted a lot of attention recently, and it created quite a bit of controversy. And one of Harold's, well, Harold has many characteristics. Those of you who know him love him for those. But one of his incredible characteristics, in addition to his thoughtfulness and brilliance, is his sense of humor. And he has managed to enjoy the controversial feedback he gets from the general public over the years. And he still finds some of this stuff very entertaining and wanted me to share with you some of this material. So looking at alcohol and sexually transmitted diseases, Harold's research has shown that increases in drinking age were associated with decreased STD rates among 15 to 19-year-olds. Increases in alcohol taxes were associated with decreased STD rates, such that a $1 increase in liquor tax per gallon and a 20-cent increase in beer tax per six-pack were associated with decreases in gonorrhea incidence rates of 2% and 9%. There are two hypotheses that explain the link between alcohol and STDs. The first hypothesis is that higher alcohol taxes cause a reduction in alcohol consumption. And the second hypothesis is that decreased alcohol consumption causes a reduction in risky sexual behavior. Scientific evidence to support these hypotheses. The first one has been proven beyond reasonable doubt. The second one, evidence is mixed on that one. Association between alcohol and risky sex may not be causal. This may actually be a spurious correlation. What do we know about public opinion regarding these two hypotheses? Regarding the first one, ridiculous. No effect of additional 5 cents per beer. Second one, obviously true. Research in this area is a waste. I am reading to you verbatim emails from the general public. Some idiot named Harold Chesson, wrong name mind you, who works for you, discovered that a high beer tax will cut down on the number of gonorrhea cases. That is a pretty pathetic observation. As a taxpayer who pays this idiot's salary as well as his supervisors, I am pretty disgusted. I hope in the future you will put a leash on this moron. You guys are some tax money-hungry sons of bitches. How much of my tax money went to your report to determine that 20 cents in tax on beer can cut gonorrhea by 9%? Well, hell, let's raise it to 2.22 a six-pack and totally wipe it out. The savings could fund another stupid-ass, unfounded research project at taxpayers' expense. I personally have been celibate for 6 years. I don't need a tax to reduce my risk of STD. May I work for you guys? I'm interested in writing a few lame brain theories of my own, and obviously have acceptable qualifications. Go ahead and tax the beer more. I don't care, nor will anyone notice. Just quit spurting out stupid bureaucratic nonsense. The Beer Institute had a different idea about all this. They commented, as quoted by the Associated Press, to suggest that young people would change their behavior because of a small increase in the price of beer is absolutely absurd. However, at the same time, the webpage of the Beer Institute had the following quote. The 1991 doubling of the beer tax was the largest in history. One study shows that 60,000 jobs were lost due to decreased sales. We know from bitter experience that such tiny increases in the cost of a beer are deceptive and devastating and cause great disruption throughout the marketplace. The 1991 tax increase was actually only 16 cents per six-pack. Subsequent population-level studies naturally, of course, supported Harrell's research findings. Higher alcohol taxes were associated with decreased STD rates in the United States. Higher alcohol prices were associated with decreased STD rates in Canada. Alcohol availability associated with gonorrhea rates and risky behavior among persons with HIV, and higher drinking age is associated with reductions in teen pregnancy in the United States. Harrell, we are so proud of the work you do, and we do hope you continue.
Thank you, Sebke, for the introduction and for the nomination. This is truly an honor, and I really do appreciate it. I want to thank the ASTDA for this honor. I want to thank the wonderful colleagues that I've gotten to work with, both inside and outside of CDC, particularly the colleagues in my branch and the ones in the HPV work group. I'm really lucky to get to work with such great people every day. And finally, I want to thank my partner, Joe, and my parents who are here today. Thank you.